Good evening, boys and girls, and welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. I'm Papa Rick. Tonight's story is called Sarah Raccoon and the Secret Place by Margaret Burdick. It was another rainy day in the maple forest. Sarah Raccoon was trying to sew a dress for Mimi, her monkey doll. She was pretending that her bed was a cloud high in the sky, far from the noisy twins. But Frederick said, "I am an owl, and I'm coming to get you. Hoo, hoo!" And Erica said, "I'm Erica Eagle, and I'm flying too. Eek!" And they jumped up and down on Sarah's quilt. "Stop it!" yelled Sarah. "Get off! Go away!" "It's our room too," the twins shouted back. Mother Raccoon came into the bedroom. "What is all this noise?" she demanded. "Look, it has stopped raining. Everybody outside." "Hooray!" hollered the twins. "Can't I stay inside with you?" asked Sarah. "Not now, dear," said her mother. "I'd like to be alone for a little while. I need some peace and quiet by myself this afternoon. Why don't you play with Bobby Otter?" So Sarah took the twins to Badger's trading post to look for their friends. They collected pine cones along the way and traded them with Mr. Badger for maple sugar candies. "Have you seen my friend Bobby Otter?" Sarah asked Mr. Badger. "Yes, I have," Mr. Badger told her, "but not since early this morning. And he said he'd be gone all day." Sarah watched the twins run off with her little friends, the rabbits. "Everyone has some place to be except me," she thought, as she trudged along the silver stream. The sky got darker and darker. It started to rain again. Sarah looked for somewhere to keep dry. That's when she found the secret place. It was in a small tree, too small for a large animal, but just right for Sarah. She crawled inside. It was dry and cozy. "My own special place," she said, and saying it made her feel warm all over. The next week, Sarah was very busy. She gathered clover, honeysuckle, and wild strawberries to trade at Mr. Badger's for scraps of calico. Sarah took her sewing kit and made a calico tablecloth. She made calico curtains and pillows stuffed with pine needles. She picked violets and buttercups and put them in a blue vase. Finally, everything was ready. Humming and churring a happy tune, Sarah went to get Mimi, the monkey doll, for celebration. But when she returned to the secret place, she had a dreadful surprise. Someone was inside. Sarah froze. "Who's that?" she called out. "It's me," said Bobby Otter. "How did you get in here?" Sarah snapped. "This is my place. Have you been following me?" "No," said Bobby. "I was just walking by. I'm going to the sliding hill." "Well, go then," Sarah said. "This is my secret place, so keep out." "You are a Sarah Sourpuss," Bobby said, and he left. Now Sarah did not feel like celebrating. Her secret place was not a secret anymore. Sarah sighed. Why did she have to yell at Bobby? Now Bobby might not let her play with his blue boat. He might call her a rotten raccoon. He might say, "Go away." Heavy rain clouds began to make the secret place dark. There was no one to talk to and nothing to do. Sarah shivered and curled up under the tablecloth. Soon, she was asleep. Thunder woke her up. Oh, what had happened? The secret place was surrounded by water. All the rain had flooded the silver stream. "We have to get out of here," Sarah said to Mimi. and she leaped into the cold spring water. Sarah swam and swam until she came to the sliding hill. There was Bobby. He helped her climb up. "Oh, Bobby," Sarah said, "I'm so glad to see you. I'm sorry I said those mean things to make you go away. I would invite you back, but now it's too late. My secret place is ruined." Sarah's whiskers trembled and she began to cry. "Don't cry," said Bobby. "Your place will be dry again before summer. Meanwhile, we can go to my secret place." "You have a secret place too?" asked Sarah, amazed. "But if I go there, it won't be a secret anymore." "Sure it will," said Bobby. "It will be our secret. A secret is more fun when you share it with a friend." And it was. The end. Cute little story. All right, thanks for listening, boys and girls. I'll catch you next time on Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. Have a good night and sleep tight.